Right now, it's a very, very, very busy morning, everybody. So just bear with us. We've got a couple of important, very topics that we're covering. We're going to get to sports right now with Mike Causey. Mike, sorry, we only have about 4 minutes for sports because of the hospital news and stuff and the other interviews that we have lined up. But to your great thrill and pleasure, we can start off talking about the Yankees losing.
Told you. I'm not saying, like, picking on the Yankees, but I told you. Didn't I say yesterday?
You said it.
I said these are the games that mean things. Atlanta's the number one team in the National League. They come in and they take care of business against the Yankees. The reason? Boone's mishandling of the bullpen. He only lets these guys pitch one inning, number one. Number two, remember what we said yesterday about him having these guys pitch in the game against Boston that was out of the wood, when the three pitchers, Robertson and Betances and Chapman, pitched Sunday night against Boston. Now this thing came back to bite him in the butt. Yesterday, when he could have had more depth to these guys and have them pitch more than the one porcelain inning, he couldn't do it. That's strike two. You go right to strike two. You skip strike one. And now today, against the Braves, all three of them are probably not going to be available to pitch because, God forbid, they throw 3 days in a row. So not only did they lose yesterday, but they put themselves in a position today to be in a bad spot to try to win a game, especially with German pitching tonight for the Yankees, who hasn't been going deep into games lately. So the Yankees really put themselves up against the wall last night, and he had the rotation of these guys all screwed up. He tried to save Robertson instead of putting him in order that they usually pitch with Robertson, Betances, and Chapman. So he had Robertson pitch after Chapman struck out the side in the 10th inning, I think it was. And bing, two-run homer, Yankees lose to the Braves last night. On the other side of it, Boston yesterday went down to Washington and played the Nationals again, and Max Scherzer, and they beat Max Scherzer. And the big hit in the game, a three-run double by Rick Porcello, the pitcher. So all those people out there, they go out banging the pot saying the pitcher shouldn't hit, the pitcher shouldn't hit, the DH needs to be in the National League. You don't need it, because here you had the pitcher for the Red Sox get the deciding hit early in the game, giving them three runs, and Boston holding on to win 4-3. After the three-run double by Porcello, all the other runs were scored in the game by solo homers hitting that titleist baseball. So the Red Sox go down to Washington, beat one of the best pitchers in the National League, and Max Scherzer get a big win. And the Yankees can't hold on yesterday to beat the Braves at home. And things only get worse for that rotation with the Yankees today. So the Yankees pick up, lose one game in the loss column yesterday, and the Red Sox pick one up in the win column. So, like I said, after coming off of that big series this weekend, you got to see how you come out of it with the ensuing games, and the Yankees didn't do so good yesterday.
All right, where else do you want to go in sports in the next couple
Soccer.
Of minutes? Soccer, all right.
With the heat, sitting in the house, I got nothing else to do, so I watched soccer yesterday. Brazil, from what I've seen so far, and especially yesterday, is heads and shoulders above all the rest of these teams. They're a machine. They are some team, and they took care of business against Mexico 2-0. And Mexico's supposed to be a pretty decent team. They never had a chance in this game. Brazil just basically played with them and manhandled them, beating them 2-0. And then in the other game, when Belgium played Japan, Japan went out to an early 2-0 lead, which shocked everybody. And Belgium just stayed steady, held the course, tied it up, and with probably less than 30 seconds in extra time, scored a decisive goal to win 3-2. A big comeback by Belgium against Japan, and that just gives them the right to get beat by Brazil, I think, Saturday or Friday or something. So, Brazil. I don't know a whole lot about soccer, but they're just a dominant team watching them yesterday.
Mike Causey sitting in his house watching soccer. What's next?
That's golf, what it's come
golf?
To.
Golf and NASCAR? Is that the
no,
next?
I actually watched a little Wimbledon. So, now golf, will never, that'll never happen. I'll put on the Lifetime channel before I watch golf.
Okay. All right. Well, you get to sit in the house again today.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. And a story we didn't speak about the other day, John Tavares left the Islanders to Toronto, and a lot of people are crying about that. I wouldn't cry about it. If Louis Lamoriello let him walk, there's a reason for it. He let a lot of big names walk when he was with the Devils, and the Devils were still very competitive and Stanley Cup contenders. Don't doubt what Lamoriello's doing. And he let him go to his old team that he just left, Toronto. So I wouldn't question anything Lamoriello's doing. If he let Tavares walk, he's got something in mind for the Islanders.
All right. And I'm so glad somebody else in the NBA signed a contract with the Golden State Warriors. So
this is beautiful. So, this is beautiful. DeMarcus Cousins signed with the Warriors yesterday, more or less negating the move by baby LeBron James to the Lakers. He must be crying today. He has to be crying today about something. Watch the news today, folks. LeBron James is going to make a splash somewhere. If he knew DeMarcus Cousins was going to the Warriors, there's no way in the world he would have signed with the Lakers.
All right, I agree with you on that. All right, I'll check with you tomorrow morning.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care, Mike. Mike Gosse with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club.